Welcome back, dear listeners, to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm Olga Costa. Today, we'll explore what happens when words are silenced, but the body speaks. When the voice inside us whispers no, but the voice of the body shouts it out loud. For many trauma survivors, the body carries truths the mind has learned to silence. Pain that appears without injury. Fatigue that feels like collapse. Illness that seems to have no cause. The body is not betraying us. The body is signaling. It is saying, enough. Something needs to change. The language of the body. Our bodies speak in cessations. A tightening chest. A knot in the stomach. A migraine that arrives when stress is unspoken. Trauma teach us to override these signals, to keep working when exhausted, to stay in unsafe relationships, to push until collapse. The nervous system, shaped by survival, learns to endure. But endurance has limits. When the weight becomes too heavy, the body begins to say what the mouth cannot. No more. This no may arrive as chronic pain, autoimmune flares, or relentless fatigue. Not punishment, but communication. No weakness, but wisdom. The science behind the no. Neuroscience and medicine reveal how trauma embeds itself in the body. When the stress response is constant, cortisol and adrenaline floods our system. Over time, the immune system becomes inflamed. The digestive system suffers. The cardiovascular system strains. Doctors like Gabor Maté describe this as the body carrying the burden of repressed emotion. Where the mind says, "I can deal with this now," the body holds it anyway. This is not imagined. It is biological. It is cellular memory. And it is reversible. Not with force, but with compassion and listening. Stories of the body's voice. One survivor told me, "I didn't know how to say no to people. So my body said no for me. I collapsed with exhaustion until I could no longer pretend." Another shared, "Every time I returned to that toxic job, I felt sick, literally sick. Stomach pain, migraine. The day I finally left, the symptoms began to ease." And there was one who said, "I kept pushing myself to care for others, ignoring my needs. Eventually, I couldn't get out of bed. My body forced me into rest." These stories remind us the body's no is not betrayal. It is the deepest form of self-protection. It is the body fighting for our life when we cannot. Listening to the no. How do we begin to hear what the body is saying? First, pause and scan. Gently notice sensations, tension, heaviness, restlessness. Instead of dismissing them, ask, "What are you telling me?" Second, name without judgment. Say, "My chest feels tight." Not, "Something is wrong with me." Naming sensations grounds them in awareness. Third, trace the pattern. Does the pain flare with certain people? Certain environments. The body often signals where boundaries are needed. Fourth, practice gently boundaries. When the body says no, experiment with saying no aloud. Decline the extra task. Step away from the draining call. Rest without apology. Fifth, compassionate care. Respond to your body the way you would to a child. With patience, with soothing, with presence. Reflection exercise. Let's try this together. Close your eyes. If it feels safe, take a slow breath in and a longer breath out. Now ask quietly. Body, what have you been trying to tell me? Notice if an image, a word, or a sensation arises. You don't have to fix it now. Just witness. Just acknowledge, because even being heard is healing. When the body says no, it is not betraying you. It is protecting you. It is carrying truths your mind has been forced to silence. Healing begins not when we force the body to keep going, but when we finally pause and whisper back, "I hear you. I'm listening now." Thank you for being here, for giving your body these minutes of listening. And as always, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.